Sheep care absolutely nothing about what you say to them unless you were calling them to eat or drink. And though God had a plan for all of Moses' training and gifts, he also had an equally purposeful plan for those long, wearisome, seemingly wasted years in the wilderness. One day the time came for Moses to leave the wilderness. So God appeared to him in a burning bush and reissued the call Moses had felt so strongly as a younger man. This time, he was needy and humbled. He no longer trusted in his own ability to persuade or lead anyone, which was exactly where God wanted him to be. He was ready to be used. It was providence that so painstakingly prepared the right man to lead God's people at the right time out of Egypt and through the wilderness. What an amazing providence! God's providence is at work in all the details of your life, and He persists all through your days. He sees it all. He controls it all. He works in it all and uses it all for your good and the glory of His name. No matter what the situation is, God is sovereign over every detail of it. But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What things? All the things you need. The things that you will eat and drink and wear. The things required for you to have shelter, the things required for you to take care of your family. God knows it all, and He will provide it all. He will get the manna to you at the right time. He knows every hair on your head, Luke chapter 12, verse 7, and He promises to provide for your needs, both great and small. The children of Israel experienced providence in every detail of life, but it never changed the unbelief in their hearts or gave them peace of mind. Providence is supplied to quiet our hearts and give us